Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Diving Deep into the Vortex, your destination for mind, body, and spiritual transcendence, and still the home of great, great, great conversations. I'm your boy KG, full name Khumozo Khunwane, aka the Charming Indigo Child, as always. Welcome again. It's been a while since we posted something, actually. The reason being, I just also being occupied with other things, other projects, and being busy all day, every day. I didn't want to make this like a rushed kind of recording. I didn't want to make it like a compensatory recording where I had to, you know, post something, where I'm pressured to post something. I wanted to make it a worthwhile episode, you know, something that I feel very strongly. And also through in the beginning, I promised myself that, you know, if I'm going to post an episode, it's going to be actually, you know, because I want to talk about something. I mean, that's why I opened up this, or I started this platform, you know. So if I feel like, you know, I have nothing to say, or I don't feel the edge enough, then I won't post. And I think this morning is one of the special ones. And it's a delicious morning. I don't know how everybody's feeling. I hope you're feeling okay. I hope you're feeling actually more than okay. You know, we need to be feeling great out here. We need to be feeling very, 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 you know, motivated in whatever endeavor that we're doing in our lives. And that's the point for this podcast, right? To get everybody out there, or to make people realize the power that they have, you know, within them. Every question that you have in your life is actually within you. The answers are within you. You know, every kind of information that you seek is always within you. So look within. In this episode, we have a great topic. We have a couple of great topics, actually. So I wanted to talk about actually the quantum field in terms of manifestation. You know, what happens in the quantum field when we manifest and when we think and feel and stuff like that, because it's such an underrated, you know, topic that I feel like it could be shown more light, you know what I mean? Because the most information that you find about, you know, quantum fields and electromagnetic signatures and stuff like that is mostly online, and I've realized that only a certain people actually search for those kind of topics, you know what I mean? So I wanted to break it down, you know, what happens when, you know, in the thesis, can I call it the start of manifestation, what happens, you know, in terms of the electrical field or the magnetic field, what happens, you know, to our thoughts? And this is what I found out. I found out that the thoughts that you think are the electrical charges in, you know, in the quantum field, or rather the electrical charge. So your thought, is a spark of electrical, you know, electrical transmission, you know. So every thought that you think is actually a transmission of energy from you, or sending out a signal. It's a signal that you're sending out, you know, and the emotions are the magnetic charge that attract things in the quantum field. So how you think and how you feel broadcasts a signal, okay? An electromagnetic signature, that's what it's called. that influences every single atom in your body, okay? So the way you think and the way you feel, like we talked about in previous episodes, the way you think and the way you feel is actually a signal. You're sending out a message out there. You know, the thoughts that you're thinking are, you know, an electrical charge. And once you send out that charge, you send out a message to the universe, to the greater ether. And then your feelings, how you feel after those thoughts, obviously your thoughts are going to, you know, affect your emotions. But how you feel is the magnetic, you know, attraction into the quantum field. So you attract whatever you think about through your emotions. You know what I mean? And so thoughts send out the signal and the emotion draw back the reality. Okay. Like I wrote here, I thought thoughts send out the signal out and the emotion draws it back into your reality. So we must really, really pay attention. I cannot emphasize this even, you know, like harder or better, because our thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, our thoughts and our feelings are such powerful, you know, profound things that we take for granted, but we are out here walking around broadcasting, you know, different kind of signals, different kind of channels. And based on, you know, depending on what kind of signal you are broadcasting out there, you can actually reflect that in your life. You know what I mean? Your predominant emotions and predominant thoughts will always, you know, will always attract things to you that you might not necessarily, you know, be aware of it when it happens, because it happens through a period of time. But what you think about and, you know, how you feel is a clear signal to the universe. And that is how we communicate to the universe, because the universe is, you know, it works with feelings and energy. You know what I mean? Because that is what we are, you know, well, comprised of. And that is why, that is who we are. You know what I mean? So our thoughts and our feelings will always, always communicate strongly to the universe. So, you know, while we go on through our everyday lives, you know, I want people to really be aware of how you feel. You know, I've said this in our previous episodes also. Be aware of how you feel and what you're thinking about, because you're out there broadcasting a certain, you know, electromagnetic signature. You know, you are on a certain frequency. You know, let's say you're talking about radio. You're tuned into a certain frequency, you know, 99.2 FM, you know what I mean? So you cannot send a frequency or a signal of 99.2 FM and expect to be receiving, you know, 104.5 AM, you know what I mean? It will always send you back, or you will always attract, you know, the signature that you are broadcasting out there. You know what I mean? And another point I wrote here, the state of being is a set signal that we project into the magnetic field. So when we set our state of being or who we establish ourselves as, you know, so your state of being is your attitude, your opinion, your state of mind, how you think, how you're feeling, what you view the world as, and how you view yourself, and what follows when you say I am. That's your state of being. So through your state of being is a very, very strong signal also, because you are riding around with that kind of energy, you know, with that kind of, you know, with those feelings, with those thoughts. So you are, first of all, sending out an electromagnetic signature, and you are forming a state of being. And a state of being is kind of like an automatic, you know, signal that you have gotten in frequency of. So you are vibrating in this certain, you know, a wavelength. And once you set yourself to that wavelength, then that becomes your state of being. You know what I mean? And people will they. So most of us are not really aware, you know, what state of being we are assuming or what signal we are sending out there, because we've been sending out the signal since we were kids, since we were young. You know, some of us are, you know, in our mid, you know, or let's say in our mid-40s, mid-30s, and we are still sending through a certain kind of signal, because that is what, you know, our state of being has compromised itself to be, or is comprised to be, rather. You know, through everything that I've mentioned. So that state of being becomes kind of like an autopilot. So you are in that state of being and you're not aware of it, because it's quite subliminal and quite subconscious also. So you assume certain thoughts and you think, oh, that is me. And you assume certain emotions and you think, that is me. Just for an example, have you ever just woke up in the morning? Because when we wake up in the morning, remember we in a certain brain state. So our mind is at a certain state when we wake up. So hence, when we wake up and before we sleep, it's really the best time to impress upon the subconscious or upon the mind a new habit, you know. So what happens is that when people wake up in the morning, normally they don't feel anything because they are a clean, clear canvas, you know. So what happens is that people start wanting to feel something. They want to be familiar. They want to wake up to a familiar mind, a familiar body. So what happens is that they take everything that is downloaded in the subconscious that they have lived for the past, you know, whatever years. They bring it to the moment. They bring it to the now. They start remembering their problems. They start remembering what happened yesterday. They start remembering who they fought with yesterday. They start remembering all the arguments. They start remembering the people that are in their life that are stressing them. They start remembering or start talking about their financial situation, you know, things like that. So people want to actually assume a certain state of being, you know. We all want to. It's just that you choose, you know, what state of being you want to assume, you know, and if you are aware, of what you're transmitting out there, what the signal is, what you're signaling to the universe each and every day, you'll be very, very careful of your thoughts, especially in the morning. You know, the first thought that you think, you know, kind of sets the stage for, you know, all, it's either you're going to have a wonderful performance, wonderful play, which you are the main star, or you're going to just have a very, very, very mediocre, you know, performance of, you know, And that why I say mediocre is because it's just a regurgitation of what your previous, you know, life has always been. So, you know, out of maybe, let's say, 60,000 thoughts that you think a day, you know, 40,000 of those thoughts are the same, you know, and are a repetition, you know, just in like fresher, kind of like enhanced ways, because the brain is very smart. Also, it's very, very smart. It will feed off, or it will repeat information or regurgitate what it knows, but it will bring it in a way that, you know, it doesn't look very, you know, repetitive, you know. So it, like, your brain is, it's a very, very, very brilliant thing. It will work on what it knows and all the information that it has gathered and downloaded, and regurgitate that to you. Because once you let your mind, you know, run itself, run on autopilot, it has no choice but to, you know, dive down to all the stored memories or what it knows or what it has stored, and use that to actually run your life. You know what I mean? So it's a very, very, very interesting topic. It's a very interesting, you know, you know, study that we can actually go very deep into. And, you know, for me, I just wanted to actually, you know, pinpoint that out. And that is just, you know, I'm just really scratching the surface here with this. But like, for me, it stood out so much because it's kind of like the platform of what, manifestation and attraction is, you know, because there's a whole lot more to this, you know. But it sets like kind of like the prelude to what, you know, manifestation and attraction is, you know, in relation to electromagnetic, you know, field and, you know, the quantum field, because that is where, you know, the stuff of things, you know, is made, you know what I mean? And just a concluding kind of like kind of point that I love so much from Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's a brilliant man. If you haven't heard of him, just go on YouTube or go on the website, you know, just check him out, check out his work, check out what he's about. And I think you will enjoy it, because I learned a lot, you know. I learned a lot. And one of the greatest, or maybe not the greatest, or for me, you know, one great quote that really stood out for me is when he said, "If you believe that an infection can realize a devastating disease, then wellness is as infectious as, you know, a disease." Let me repeat that. If you believe that an infection can realize a devastating disease, then wellness is as infectious as any disease. So for me, it was so profound. It blew my mind away, because I really unpacked this statement, you know. Everything in the world is attraction and momentum, you know. So if you believe that an infection can realize a disease, then, you know, wellness and happiness and joy can only produce something in your life also, you know what I mean? And for me, I've realized there's so much of a balance. There's so much of a balance of, you know, this ease, you know, not being easy, not being, you know, the cognitive dissonance. There's a balance between that and wellness, you know. I feel like for us, it's just subjective of where you focused at, what you're focusing on and what you're looking at, you know. That is what, you know, life will give you. The signal that you're sending out there, you know, are you sending out the signal of wellness, or are you sending out the signal of, you know, dis-ease, You know, because the word disease comes from dis-ease, not being easy, not being well, you know, the opposite of wellness. So for me, what kind of signal are you transmitting out there? What kind of signal are you bringing to the people? And yeah, that is what I actually wanted to talk about in this session of diving deep, you know. And it's a great one. And I wanted to actually take it deeper in the next coming episodes and chat about the different topics that, you know, we realize in this world. And I have one great topic for men, and but we'll get into that with the next episodes that are to come. Stay tuned. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. I've tried to make these episodes a little bit shorter because I've realized, you know, people are most likely to listen to a shorter podcast, shorter episode, and listen to it till the end than me recording an hour long or 2 hour long, you know, episode, which nobody actually gets to finish unless you really have time and you really, you know, enjoy this, or can sit down and really actually just listen to it in one sitting. But I've realized I've decided to make them a little bit shorter so that, you know, people can actually get to listen to the full one and actually finish it, you know, rather than feeling that they are actually, you know, investing too much time, because people have stuff to do. But on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being there and being the great support that you are. And let's continue this beautiful journey with sharing this beautiful information and having the greatest of information and conversations. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. And we are diving deep once again. I'm out. I'm KG, your boy.